No longer part of the close-knit Orthodox family of his youth, Maslow wanted to find out what could make life purposeful for people, himself included, in modern-day America, a country where the pursuit of money and fame seemed to have eclipsed any more interior or authentic aspirations. He saw psychology as the discipline that would enable him to answer the yearnings and questions that people had once taken to religion. He suddenly saw that human beings could be said to have essentially five different kinds of need. On the one hand, the psychological, or what one could term, without any mysticism being meant by the word, the spiritual, and on the other, the material. For Maslow, we all start with a set of utterly non-negotiable and basic physiological needs for food, water, warmth, and rest. In addition, we have urgent safety needs for bodily security and protection from attack. But then we start to enter the spiritual domain. We need belongingness and love. We need friends and lovers. We need esteem and respect. And lastly, and most grandly, we are driven by what Maslow called, in a now legendary term, an urge for self-actualization, a vast, touchingly nebulous, and yet hugely apt concept involving what Maslow described as living according to one's full potential and becoming who we really are.